all, thank you for coming back and listening to the ODI Lost podcast. This is a special bonus podcast, an interview with actor Henry Ian Cusick, who plays the time-traveling Desmond. For those of you that missed our previous podcast, it was a podcast with Entertainment Weekly writer Jeff Jensen, where Karen, Danny, and myself chatted with him about his theories about Happily Ever After, the Desmond episode, and of course other things that have happened over the last couple of weeks and how the rest of the season will play out. So if you missed that podcast, make sure you go to iTunes, right-click, and select Update Podcast. That will help download any previous podcast you missed. Of course, if you're at theodi.com, you can just click on the Podcast tab. Now, for those of you looking for the recap podcast, that will be out shortly, but we did get an opportunity, thanks to ABC, to interview Henry Ian Cusick, so I wanted to put this out first so you guys could have a listen. For those of you that are not fans of spoilers, I do ask Ian about whether we will see Desmond often through the rest of the season, and he provides an answer one way or another. And we also do chat a little bit about the finale, nothing too revealing, but he does reveal the fact that there is a secret final scene that's being filmed. And we talk about that a little bit, not about the actual scene, but just the fact that there is a secret scene at the end. So if you guys consider that spoilery, please be careful as you listen to the podcast. Him revealing when Desmond will be returning or how often we will see him is about 13 minutes or so into the interview. So just keep an ear open for that question and maybe skip over it. There's nothing too major revealing. However, like I said, towards the end of the podcast, we do chat a little bit about whether he's satisfied about Desmond and the end for Desmond and about the finale having a secret scene. So just wanted to give you guys all a heads up. I hope you enjoy the interview. I had a great time doing it. I think it's a fun little interview. So sit back, relax, and let's get this started. Appreciate you all coming back, and today we have the wonderful Henry Ian Cusick, who plays Desmond, the time-traveling, flash-sideways-traveling character. How's it going, Ian? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's going pretty good.
I know you're a busy guy, and you've been busy traveling through time, so we really appreciate it. I must say that your portrayal of Desmond, for me, and I know for a lot of fans, has just been awesome, and I know you were initially signed to be, I think, only on the show for a few episodes, but that grew to, of course, this role. Did you have any sort of clue? Did they indicate on any sort of level that, hey, you're going to have a much larger piece of the puzzle than just playing a guest role?
No. I was signed up for 3 episodes way back whenever, 3, 4, 5 years ago, and that was it. And that was all I expected. And the part has grown into this, to what it is now. It happened not only for me, but for Michael Emerson. I think it happened for him. I don't know how many he was signed up for, but for me, no. It was just 3 episodes, and it was just one of those fortunate things for me that everything seemed to click. I enjoyed being on the island. I enjoyed working with the people I was working with. It just seemed like one of those strange, easy fits. And there was rumor of me coming back, and when there was, I was just delighted that it worked out for me. And in a strange way, I kind of think that I wanted it so much, or I thought about it so much, or I dreamt about it, that I sort of helped make it happen. I think I do believe in visualization of things, and I sort of feel that my wife and I sort of made this gig happen. And I've got a dream. This is a dream job. You don't get jobs like this very often, and I'll be sad to see it go, but I'm going to still live in Hawaii. I love living here, and it's just been a beautiful part of my life.
Good. Yeah, a lot of fans were wondering what your plans were. Were you planning to stay in Hawaii?
Yeah, we're going to stay. Yeah, I love it here. You know, and there's no point leaving yet unless I have another job to go to, which I don't. So I'm just going to stay here. My family said my boys are very happy at school. We're all happy with life here. And then should anything turn up, then we'll make that decision about when we're going to go. I think we'll stay here for a year, certainly for my My other son finishes high school, graduates from high school.
Good. So no plans currently right now for after, post-loss, any other, like,
no, no,
jobs?
No, nothing. You know, there were a couple of things that came through, but because we were tied into the schedule that we're tied into, we couldn't, I think not only for me, but for a few other actors, offers had come through, but timing-wise, it just didn't work out. I'm so delighted that the way it's worked out, that I'm here at the final, at the season finale and getting to work on the final episodes of the show. I'm just, I'm very proud.
How about a spin-off with Desmond traveling through alternate timelines? I think that would work really well.
You know, sometimes I sort of wonder, can I do that or carry on playing
right.
the character? I think that, you know, this character and all the characters in this are finished with a loss. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's time to move on and do different things, you know, look back on this and savor it. You know, I think it's time to move on.
Yeah, I think...
As much as I've loved playing it, you know, but... you know, I want to do other things now.
I think the fans just dream for wanting to... have the show somehow continue in some form. Now, Desmond and Penny's relationship seems to be probably the one romance that stands above and beyond all the other romances and couples, and very similarly, your Desmond-centric episodes also stand above and beyond, at least for fans and myself in general. How does it feel to have a relationship that is so well-received and stronger, and yet you guys have hardly played any time on screen together?
I think that's a really interesting question, and it's not something that I spend a lot of time thinking about for fear of jinxing it.
Mm-hmm.
If I try and analyze it too much, I think, well, what did we do? And then trying to recreate that. A lot of the things that has happened it's been down to the writing, it's been down to Sonia and I's relationship. I mean, we got on well, but there's never, you know, it's just... we're friendly and everything, but I was never aware of the chemistry. People would say, that's great chemistry. I'm thinking, really? Wow, we just did nothing off camera. We're friendly. So it's one of those things that I'm scared of talking about or discussing because I think, oh, if I have to do something else, will I be thinking about it? Will I jinx it? Will I ruin it? As for the Desmond episodes, I've been super lucky. I haven't had much screen time as much as other characters have had screen time. My episodes have been not only well-received, but extremely well-written, I think, especially I was very impressed with the writing of Happily Ever After. I think it's very subtle, and I think that I really enjoy that they gave me somewhere else to go, which, again, was a very subtle thing. It wasn't your Desmond with his eyes popping out of his head. Well, there was a little bit of eye popping out at the beginning, but a lot of it was more introspective. He didn't seem as he was a very shallow sort of, unhappy character for most of it until he finds his love, Penny, at the end. But I think the episode was just very subtly written with a lot of clues in it. And the writers have always done this for Desmond's character. I have no idea why, but I'm very thankful. And it's been a